that God must die. It would have been good if we had a grant. I picked MSP Saturday. And I picked snap beans Saturday. So this morning I got a dish pan just about full of snap beans in there now.
Is that right?
And I dish pan MSP this year. So I think this rain will help things to look a lot better. I know they're looking better.
It hadn't rained for about 6 weeks when I left home. Ground was just dried up everywhere.
I know it.
Really bad on the farmers.
Yes, yes, Lord. But you know, we have heard tell of places being just dropped out. And I'm 65. I never know there's been a plum dry. Now, I know it's been bad years yet. Worms eat things. And one, I think it was in 32. People didn't make enough. I don't know how, God just taking care of them. I don't know how to make it back. We make much of nothing. But I have heard tell the people just the crops are just dropped, you know, in full pods, you know, like that. I told them we got lots of things, God, for. We ain't never had just a plum dropped out, not had nothing. Because we raised our own hogs, and at that time we had cows and things, but you could kill your meat, kill a hog and have your meat and your milk and butter, and that's better than we're doing now. Because since I got my calf, I sold my cows. I sold my cows and send the cows. That's funny, I come out from my operation. And Bill got cows, and son got cows, but I don't have any. After I had my eyes worked on, I got rid of the cows. Because the doctor didn't like food with them, and I got rid of them. But I got me a big old hog out there, though. And those baby pigs. I raised a baby. I don't work no crop. I got little truck patches. I raise peas and all kind of snap beans and mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, little things right around the house. Try to raise some to have some to eat. Cause things is so high. And greens, and I got greens in the garden. Everything that garden and food, I hate it out there. If you just get inside, I got them, tomatoes.
All right.
Yeah, I raise them.
So you got tomatoes?
Yeah. I got young tomatoes on some of my tomatoes in the garden.
Do you ever raise those little kind of tomatoes?
Little plum tomatoes?
Plum tomatoes?
No, I haven't raised any of them in years. They would volunteer and come up in my lot every year. But I haven't raised any since then. You like those little plum tomatoes?
I like them. They're good. And salad, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. No, I haven't raised any since I've been here.
You mentioned sweet potatoes.
Yes.
Is that the same thing as yams?
Arugula yams, sweet potatoes.
Right.
Yeah. Same it's thing. Different kinds, different names, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got ash potatoes and sweet potatoes too. I don't plant for 3 or 4 years. Row now last year. And that barber showed me I had a patch big in this room, wide in this room. And when the last one was so bad and you don't have a tailor house that fits your cure, you lose some of them. So I cooked up me some in my pressure cooker and peel them, put them in the deep freeze when you get ready to make your pies. You got nothing to do but go in there and get them thawed and make your pies. Or whatever you want to fix some yum yams, you got nothing to do but thaw them up and fix them like you want to.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
It is. I cooked a tater pie for a little young minister that he just started preaching this year. He's really good, I have to say. I do believe from with all my heart that God has something to do with me because he got too much power. You will see him preach, you think he's been preaching 10 or 12 years. Hmm. That's real. And he just been I have raised him up too. He just been a peculiar kid all his life. You know, like other kids be out jumping and playing around some. He played a little bit. Looked like he got me a book or something. But he's number one. I have to tell you, I'm not saying because he used to stay with me a little bit. But he's about as good as an old preacher I want to hear from. He's in school now. He came out of Nashville.